Oh, Lawrence Avenue, approximately all around Lawrence Avenue. Lawrence and Springfield, Lawrence and Central Park, mm-hmm. then we were on Farragut and Giddings, all up in there. And my folks had my grandparents had a summer cottage out here.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
You mean right here?
No, it's about 2 miles north of town. And so we would come out. Easter would be the first Sunday we would come out, so we never had to buy any Easter clothes because we knew we were going to buy out the cottage here. We'd come out every weekend until the weather got so bad in the fall that we couldn't come anymore. And my folks would come out every Saturday, or he said Friday night, but I believe we came Saturday morning. And we'd go back Sunday every weekend. And my dad just sit under the trees and just enjoy himself. I was going to go to college and be a kindergarten teacher, but I'd gone with him 5 years then already, so I decided no sense. It was during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
No sense of my folks sending me to school. I just knew I was going to get married, so we got married.
Met around here then, not in Chicago?
You
met around?
Yes.
Not around Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, my mother knew his.
Well, we find out in later years that his mother and my dad lived right close together in Chicago.
Hmm. And your parents are from Chicago originally?
Yes. They were both born in Chicago, but my grandparents, both sides of grandparents, were born in Holland.
They were born in Holland. Oh, so
yeah.
you're Dutch also?
Oh, yes. My main name is. My mother was. Now, there are a lot of them around now again. Seems like. They've kind of come back to live again.
Well, your grandparents had a farm out here, too.
Yeah.
Out near here?
Pardon?
Out right around here? Or?
Yes, just a little. They had a farm out just a little south of
town. I mean, another one out here.
Yeah.
So were your parents born in Holland?
No. No, my grandparents. Both parents were born in Chicago.
But your parents were born in
mm-hmm.
Holland?
Yes.
Right.
My parents were. And so I got married and moved out here. And I have a sister. She married a fellow from town here, and so she's living here. And my brother has a radio station in Rensselaer, which is just 20-some
mm-hmm.
miles from here. My brother, now he's been out here now for about 6 years. He worked for CBS Channel 2 television for 25 years.
In Chicago?
Mm-hmm. And he always wanted to run a little radio station in a small town, and so he built this one Rensselaer, and he's down there now. So all three of us are real close together now.
I just wondered if actually what we're trying to do, this is the very tail end of a project that's been going on really since the 30s, to try to go to different places in the country. And actually, what they did was they tried to select communities that give you a reasonable sort of grid across the country, so
mm-hmm.
every 30 miles or something like that.
Well, I think what you'll find, and I found it, I sold farm machinery for 41 years, and I run all over the country from Moments to the Reese here, 50 miles, and from Lake Michigan, 40 miles south of here. And I got over a lot of country, and there's a lot of little towns in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find a different group of people in each one of these little towns. There's something different about each one of them. Fair Oaks is over this way about 12 miles. Wheatfield is 8 miles east. Hebron is 8 miles north.
Mm-hmm.
Couch is 8 miles north and 8 east. And there's just a little difference in the group of people in each of those communities.
Why would you think that was so?
Well, here they just happen to be a bunch of Dutch people.
In this town?
Oh yes,
yeah.
It was all Dutch. It's changing now, because with all the people from Gary and people moving this way.
You know, Wheatfield,